Tom Brady. At 44 years old, the legendary quarterback officially announced today that he is leaving the NFL after a 22-season career that includes 7 Super Bowl victories. Joining us now is anchor and sports reporter Dave Briggs. Dave, good to see you. Thanks for being here. So in his Instagram post today, Brady announced his retirement, and he said, quote, "The future is exciting. I'm fortunate to have co-founded incredible companies that I am excited to continue to help build and grow." We know that he was building his business empire even while quarterbacking. Talk to us a little bit about these companies and what you expect him to do now that he has a little more time on his hands.
Yeah, well, most notably, and it's good to be here, he said it's a work in progress. I think, quite frankly, Tom Brady has no idea what's next. He just knows that he can't, in his words, do it as 100% competitive commitment that he's given the game the last 22 years. So he knows it's really time to step away and focus first on his role as husband to Giselle and father to their 3 kids, and then kind of figure out the business ventures. But to your point, he does name check those 3 companies that he co-founded, TB12, Autograph, and of course, the Brady clothing brand. I don't think he knows exactly what his time commitment looks like moving forward. You point to those on your screen. FTX is the one he did not name check, and that's his entry into the crypto space. And I think FTX probably feels a lot like Patriots fans and Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft, not mentioned in a 9-slide retirement announcement. Patriots fans feel jilted. He just tweeted in the last hour, by the way, "Thank you, Patriots Nation. Heart emoji. I'm beyond grateful. Love you all." But that won't stop the calls on WEEI Sports Radio in Boston. They are furious. They can't believe they weren't the focus of his retirement announcement. Those 3 do give us a pretty good idea where he'll focus. I think TB12 is the most likely of those to give his most of his devotion, because it's the most authentic to his brand. Who doesn't want to look like that dude and train like that guy at age 44? Count me among them.
He definitely lives and breathes TB12 for sure. He's also big into meme stocks. But I'm wondering, what are the odds that he goes into broadcasting? Because he would be a huge get.
I guarantee you every network will reach out to him if they haven't already within the hour, probably throwing in the neighborhood of $20 million a year at Brady. I think he's more likely, quite frankly, to run for president of the United States than to enter the broadcast booth. I covered Brady for 5 seasons while a member of the Patriots as a Boston sports reporter. In the 22 years in which he played the game, 21 he made the playoffs. How many interesting things he said from a microphone in those years? I think you could probably keep your socks on. You could probably count them on your fingers, because he's just not an interesting guy in that way. He doesn't want to be critical of his former teammates, of his friends. I think it's just way too small for a guy that's the greatest of all time. Can you imagine Michael Jordan in the broadcasting booth? No way, no how. But on top of that, quite frankly, I don't think Tom Brady would be any good as a broadcaster, and I think he knows that. And that's the biggest reason why he'd have no interest. In terms of staying around the game of football, I'd also rule out coaching. Way too big a time commitment. The only level at which I could see Brady staying around the game is as an owner, and that may be way down the line. I think it'd only be a team he feels personally connected to, most notably somewhere around the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, maybe the Patriots, maybe as a minority owner.
All right. Well, you know what, Dave, with about $300 million in career earnings, Tom Brady can do pretty much anything he wants in retirement.
Yeah.
Dave Briggs, thanks so much for being with us.
That's just his earnings on the field, close to $500 million when you incorporate his endorsements. And his wife, Giselle, is worth even more. So, yeah, he can do whatever he wants to do.